Well, I want to say yes to you, Tim, but I have to be honest. I don't think that New Zealand is isolated. This is going on in Australia. This is going on in Europe. This is going on everywhere. We're faced with a global persecution, and we have to realize that. We have to stop looking at anybody else as them. This is a humanity survival issue, and we've got to get over any cultural differences or our cultural perspective, our ethnical, our tribe, our racial, all of those things need to go away while we come together and face the common enemy. Because this globalist thing is the common enemy, and we're all suffering. They're trying to control or dumb down or destroy or abort as many of us as they can. And it's not racially orientated. They want to get rid of all of us. And so we have to come together as humanity above the differences.
Hi, this is Bruce Lipton, and you're listening to Planet FM.
Kia ora, greetings, and welcome to Planet FM 104.6. I'm Tim Lynch, and I trust that you are doing well. I invite you to stay with me over the next hour as we discuss and find ways to take care of our unique and magnificent green planet Earth.
On the phone today, I have Roy Harlow of rushfm.co.nz, and he's from the Waikato, and I've had numerous very deep and insightful discussions with Roy about the state of play, how we and our relationship to ourselves, to the universe, to how things are happening on this world at the moment that we've found ourselves in, and as most people will know, we are in a situation that we've never dreamed possible. If we'd gone back over a year ago and said, would New Zealand be in lockdowns and we'd be having to wear masks, would we have to have contact tracing, and people coming into the country would have to be locked away for 2 weeks, etc. Nobody would have actually believed it. But here we are today in this situation. We've experienced it. So, Roy, kia ora, thank you for wanting to come and share with New Zealanders the state of the play, because we're in a situation now we need to feel the pulse of the nation. How do you feel the pulse? It's picking up.
Well, I think the pulse is uncertainty. I think that everyone wants it to pick up, but we're all still a bit uncertain as to how's that going to manifest. Everybody has the joint financial problem and time wasting or consuming, weeding through the information, disinformation, misinformation catalog. And everyone's looking forward to an uplifting time, yet there are so many variables, it's pretty difficult to get your feet on the ground and look positively at it.
I do agree. I mean, I don't hear many belly laughs now from people.
No, I understand.
And I know, too, that waking up in the morning, I wake up, sometimes I'm having this wonderful sleep and I'm having some very, very interesting dreams, the most interesting dreams in my life. And then I wake up in the morning and I thought, here's the reality. This is what you got to deal with, Tim.
Well, it is, as you said in your intro, it is unusual for us to find ourselves in this type of a situation. In general, this is the first time in history when the well people were quarantined. It's always been the sick people that have been quarantined. And this is the first time in history that this approach has been taken. And to be honest, I don't really think it's worked. I think that, as you're aware, we don't know how many people didn't get an operation and passed, had too much anxiety and passed, committed suicide. I mean, the number of people who were negatively affected versus the number of people that died from the disease, I think it's going to prove to be a big imbalance.
Well, what it has done, and feedback that I'm getting, is making people become far more suspicious because a number of things aren't really adding up.
Yeah, now that I think is very good. I think that everybody should be suspicious because we're trained to depend on the government. We're trained to accept so-called authorities in the medical sector and in the education sector, et cetera, and banking. And yet these are the very areas that are proving not to come up to the speed in times of turmoil.
I hear you, yes. Not only that, medicine or health in the, shall we say, the Orthodox realm is very, very constricted. It is not wide or broad spectrum. It doesn't include the word holistic. And what it is really is driven in many cases by medication, which is an extract of drugs in many cases, but they're also now delving into sort of genetic material as well. So we've seen the human body also as just a machine, and we just give it these certain drugs and see what happens. Whereas in actual fact, many, many years ago, we saw the body as an integral facet of mind, body, and spirit, and you had mental and emotional qualities involved in that, whereas today, there's no spiritual component whatsoever in health.
Yes, I agree with that. And the issue there is that they are isolating these different aspects of it so that they can push one or the other as predominant. We're pill-orientated. We're go-to-the-doctor-orientated. But actually, for centuries, we lived without both. We were actually orientated to nature as the cure, as and diet as the cure. And these basic facets of human existence and survival are being negated because they're pushing a product.
I agree. It's very much so, because I got some materials about a year ago out of Germany, and it had there that both John D. Rockefeller and his son David Rockefeller, who died maybe 18 months ago at 104 years of age, their medication of choice was homeopathy. They were fully into homeopathy, and yet they sold drugs.
This is a clue to humanity. If the people who are pushing this won't use it, maybe it's not all that good for you.
I've heard that Bill Gates refuses to inject his children, and that's from a personal doctor of a number of years ago.
Yeah.
No vaccines for Bill's kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
we have to accept. I know this is going to be the most difficult pill to swallow, but we have to, because it's a fact. This is an era of depopulation. They are attempting to depopulate stealthily. And if you stop and you go, let me consider, would this be a contribution to depopulation? You end up looking at all the things in society that you go, this doesn't make sense. I don't understand why they would do this. This doesn't seem right. It seems to be a mistake. But if you play it across the screen, is this contributing to depopulation? It immediately makes sense. And I think that's where the people need to be suspicious. And if they look at it like that, they'll prove a lot of things to themselves.
I agree. Very much so. I mean, in New Zealand at the moment, we have. Oh, they're wanting to chlorinate the water, particularly water that comes out of deep wells. Up until now, we didn't have that in deep sort of groundwater, artesian wells.
And they've just done that where I live now. They've just done that in the last 8 months. They've done that.
It's interesting because I was in Germany 2.5 years ago, and I was with an official who was high up in the government within Bavaria and Munich, and he turned to me and he said, oh, clean green New Zealand. And I laughed at him. I said, well, it's a lovely idea. I said, but what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to fluoridate all our water in New Zealand and chlorinate it. And he looked at me and he said, what? He said, we've got Munich City here in Bavaria, and it doesn't have chlorinated water or fluoridated water, and the Germans are fit and healthy and vital and vibrant. And yet here in New Zealand, we are being pushed down a particular road that is, as you say, is making us, in actual fact, unhealthy.
It's furthering the depopulation agenda.
Well, we've got 1080 here as well in the rural sector.
And that's, I mean, the list is very, very long. You can look at the lining they use inside fruit cans or they use inside beer cans. You can look at the ink that you get on a receipt. You can look at the dye they use in the clothes. The list is absolutely unbelievable. If you actually stop and look at it, the colorings in food, I mean, let alone going into the danger aspects and side effects of drugs they produce. And then there's abortion. It's just an unending chain of attempts to depopulate the humans. And they're targeting the oldest ones first because they are graduates of the best era of education. They are the ones who are trained as critical thinkers.
Thank you, Roy. This is really, really important. When you go to retirement homes, you're seeing people in their late 70s and 80s and 90s and getting close to their hundreds who had a wealth of knowledge. They can look back and see what's happened, and they see the moral decline. They see the deterioration in how government is running. They're seeing so many lies, and these are the ones...
Well, and also they understand how it can be done alternatively. This is what's happening. The loss of the knowledge and the miseducation in the schools, the people don't know how to be self-sufficient in medicine, in energy, in food production, etc. They don't know how to be. So they end up, if you push someone into a survival situation, they go, where do I start? But you take an older person, you push them into self-sufficient, they go, no problem.
I agree. I have been to so many 80 and 85 and 90-year-old gardeners' homes, and I see the orderly way in which they've got all their gardens, and they have it there that one lot of seeds are in the ground, another plant is nearly mature, and at the other end, there's a mature plant. They're able to cycle
through. Yeah, planting. They're expert at it. They appear to have green thumbs because they understand the harmony of growing food, the harmony with nature, and the basic requirements. I mean, there are people that really love their gardens. They really care for the plants. They see to them as children, shall we say. And yet the production they get is phenomena compared to the people that don't know how to make a fire, let alone transplant a baby plant, a seedling.
Yes. Well, it's a big one, I know. In many cases, we're taking rainwater off roofs now, which is an excellent idea, except if you've got an independent test, you would find that there's barium and also aluminium in the water.
Aluminum, barium,
strontium.
Other bacteria, artificial things of a variety of kinds now are in the rain. It has been reducing. I want to be honest. I mean, I've been watching chemtrail spraying since about 96 here in New Zealand, and yet in the last 6 months, say, the prevalence has reduced. There has been clear blue skies again. Actual white, new-looking clouds again. In the haze you see in the distance is reducing. So I think there is somebody who's looking out for us, somebody who's concerned about this, and they're getting a bit of headway. They're actually starting to reduce some of this spraying.
Well, the reason is that there's no passengers flying into New Zealand no more. I mean, New Zealand is kaput. It's got very few aircraft in the air at the moment. And this is what's happening.
I've seen New Zealand planes go over my house, and I've checked with binoculars because you can see their black tail.
Yep.
And this is a year, 2 years ago now, and they were spraying chemtrails. I witnessed it.
Yeah. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org, there's a brand new state-of-the-art video that just came out last week that covers the whole planet, and they've got a number of American generals who have actually stepped forward and saying, hey, what is going on? So there is, I know myself, I see the skies a lot clearer now, particularly now that there's less aeroplanes. So, Roy, can we swing into so many other issues? The big one I maintain, of course, is we are under assault from the mainstream media who is following, shall we say, a particular line. And then...
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that the biggest problem humanity has right now is the deception of the media, because they've earned, shall we say, or they've achieved a status of being responsible as being a source of knowledge and information. And yet they are knowingly, willingly, intently, intentionally deceiving us now.
This is how I see it, too. I mean, there was just a very recent piece in the New Zealand Herald by a particular Auckland journalist, I think, who really made a show of it by saying that the realnews.nz is a publication that's been brought out by Jonathan Eisen and Catherine Smith, giving another viewpoint of COVID and what has come as a result of it and where it is actually leading us, which is into the so-called Great Reset, which is a world where we'll be controlled big time, and we'll come back to that later. But here he was, he'd put this piece in the New Zealand Herald giving Jonathan Eisen a real hard time because he decided to get all the other information from a lot of universities worldwide who have said, hey, this is not necessarily true at all, this COVID.
Well, this is the point, that in the media, in the actual dissemination of facts around an event, there is a vast amount of proof that directly opposes the story being provided by our media, whether it's about COVID or it's about the government or it's about Trump or it's about our prime minister or it's about anything. They are publicizing information and a propaganda with an agenda now. It's not like, you know, they often take a microphone of the city and say, okay, Joe, what do you think of this issue? And Joe says, I'm for it. And they take it to her, Mrs. So-and-so, and she goes, oh, I'm against it. And we get this opinion, and they're supposedly impartial. That's gone. They are actually pushing an agenda that is, as you just identified, it is for subjugation. That no one has an alternative point of view, that no one speaks up and says, what are the facts? Just recently, there was some health professional, I should say, here in New Zealand who said no one had died from the vaccine. You can go on to BitChute and type that in, and you'll find, oh, no, that's not true. I got a newsletter just the other day that said 1,500 people have already died, and some 30,000 people have had adverse reactions, paralyzed, blind, all sorts of things. And yet some health professional said, oh, no, it's safe, nobody's died. So this can't be that they are so poorly informed. This has to be an agenda of denial of the facts. And that's what I think is the real issue that we're in trouble with, is that the people don't realize they are purposely pushing an agenda that is depopulation.
And Google definitely is not our friend. So people BitChute?
No, Google's done. Google is, don't go there. You have to go to DuckDuckGo. You have to go to BitChute, you have to go to a few other places. I don't know them all, I don't profess to. But there are alternatives, and you must look at those because the big four, big five, they are completely edited, completely censored, pushing the agenda. The agenda is there. It's a non-human, non-productive, non-growth and maturing of the human species. They're trying to stifle any of that and reduce the population as well. So this is a massive attack on humanity. And yet, since it's being done so stealthily and by people that we consider to be authorities, they're getting away with it.
Yes, I've always had a distrust of, shall we say, mainstream journalists, but particularly over the last, I don't know, 25 years, it's increased, and particularly in Parliament. And I find that one of the reasons is that the New Zealand government will quite often have functions down in Wellington. There's dignitaries and different embassies are all invited, and they come to these functions. And the journalists get an invite too. Now, if the journalists then be critical of certain government things or projects, they won't get an invite. And I'll tell you what, I have actually had a opportunity to see some of these lavish functions where well, it's really catered for, and the tables are laid out, and all, you know, there's oysters, and there's prawns, and there's venison. And,
but the point about these is this person sits by the person they want them to sit by. These people are grouped together that have like-mindedness. This is what's going on. They're propagating the propaganda, and they're propagating their attitudes because that's what they want. They don't want a questioning, discerning media person sitting there going, well, why did you do this, or why do you say that, or can you prove that this is true, or like that. They don't want that happening.
Yeah, well, to continue, yes, because what it is luxurious, sumptuous food and drink. And so these journalists can turn up maybe two times or three times a week and hold glasses and talk and drink and etc. And so they become just part of the system themselves, and they, for them to be critical of it, they will never get an opportunity again.
No. And so, no. I understand. Total plain bribery.
Yeah, too darn right. It's total bribery. And so we haven't got any journalists there who have any sort of backbone for really going out like we do. We're outside the realm.
We've seen many decent politicians work their way up out of their communities and come to the platform of being involved in Parliament with righteousness and honesty and dignity, and after a year or two in Parliament, they're a scumbag.
Too right. I can name many, many people in the present government. I've spoken to them one-on-one, and we look in each other's eyes, and they come back with an honest statement to me, and then once they get into the system, and all of a sudden, then they flip.
Yes, they won't look at you. They don't answer the question. They avoid it. They discredit you. We see it over and over. We understand this is a mentality that they have that breeds their power and your disenfranchisement.
Yeah, I hear you. So the story is, there's 7.8 billion of us here on this planet. This is a magnificent experiment of life. And there's so much wonder and profoundness. I mean, the genetic pool of all of biota, the vegetable kingdom and the animal kingdom, I mean, this is so magnificent. We cannot allow this wonderful world of nature to be, one, taken away, but worse, have the human species get diminished to such a degree that there's so few people on the planet. And this,
well, this is back to, you know, that old adage, I guess it is, whatever, where they talk about during the Nazis, first they came for this group of people and I didn't complain, and they came for that group of people and the next group of people. And then when they came to me, I yelled and said, no, they don't take me, but there was nobody left to defend me.
Yes, you can find that
Well, I believe it's a parallel to that.
Agreed.
They have polluted the oceans. They've polluted the water. They've polluted the land with chemicals, 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 chemicals. And now we're to the point where, to be honest, they're attacking the humans. They're trying to dumb us down. They're trying to pervert our DNA. They're trying to destroy our intelligence. They're trying to misinform, miseducate, and distract us. They're trying to abort all our babies. They're trying to kill all of our old people. Well, we're down to it. If the human species doesn't stand up now, there's not going to be anybody or anything left on our planet to regenerate.
Really, I can emphasize this, the fact that they're wanting this great reset. They want us to put this digital economy into place. So that means that I'll only have a card, a credit card or a debit card. And if they don't like me or if they don't like you, and they shut me off, and here I am 50 miles from home in the middle of the night and I've got no petrol for my car because they've locked me out.
Yes.
And so what they're going to do is they're going to take down the activist first, because that's
The trouble is, here's the real situation. They're being taken down. If you analyze the financial system, the fiat system is based on debt, and they have to keep creating more and more and more and more debt. Well, over 100 years since 1913 that they've been really running the show, they've got themselves to where everybody's already in debt. And nobody wants to go further in. Nobody can afford to go further in. And we're all living in hardship because of it. So their system can't go on. It will break. And similarly, we recognize that they're printing money to the point it doesn't really have its face value anymore. So their system is breaking because of the type of system it is, let alone the idea that there is a... Now it's a group of 209 countries that have signed to the new quantum financial system that will be completely gold-backed. At this point, 23 currencies have been accepted as going to be gold-backed currencies, and we'll switch over into a gold currency system where the value of the money won't change. Another thing they're trying to do is take out the variations due to exchange rate, that they're going to fix the balance of all the currencies, and they don't get to change. Because we've seen them rape the poor farmers for years with the exchange rate variations. So they're trying to put an end to that as well, so that the people come back to a platform of having what they need and it not constantly be taken away. Now, I run this very parallel to what we see in electricity prices. We already have the electricity. We already have the dams on the river. We already have the powerhouses. We already have the system. We already have the lines thing. Yet the power keeps going up. Well, the cost to produce isn't going up. The power system, the infrastructure is there, but it keeps going up because of their greed. And that's what's happened to us. The interest rate has been going up and down and up and down for a century, and it's all it's done is disempower us. And so this is all being restructured that won't be the way we're going to do it. And we know the quantum financial system started in October last year. It is now running in parallel on the planet. 23 currencies are now going to be registered as gold-backed. We will be able to have a cryptocurrency. I think they're going to allow like 5 or 10, maybe a few more than that, that will actually be valid gold-backed currencies and form a new structure of financial system. Now, the people don't know this. This has not been made public because there is so much background required to do this. But the SWIFT system was canceled. It fell apart. It's done back in 1st of November. And only very few things are being done in SWIFT with internal banking, but it's going to be ended within a month or so. So we're in the transition, but it's not come public. And this is a great opportunity for the people. It's yet to unfold, but it's here. And the whole Nasara program, the Jasara programs, those two are intended to replenish a jubilee, replenish the funding of the people that's been robbed by the banking system for this last century.
Okay, so this new system is going to have blockchain technology as well. So this will be able to...
Yes, it will. It'll have blockchain technology in the method of how it's run.
Yes.
So that it's secure, unhackable.
That's what
the older blockchain, the original blockchain, the first stuff that started around the Bitcoin and a few of the initial coins, it's inadequate. And it is temporarily doing great. But in the long run, it cannot form a portion of the quantum system. That will be something in addition.
Okay, good. I'm just wanting to be clear with this because there's the other one, this Carl Schwab of the World Economic Forum. And he's
part of a fake system that is really a subjugation into slavery.
That's right. Now, he's got Biden on board, and he has... Harrison, he's got...
Oh, yeah. All those fake people at the top.
Yeah.
They don't have mankind in mind.
George Soros. Yeah.
All these people, they are oligarchs that want to have dominance over humanity. Those people are not going to make it. The transition that's happening in humanity right now doesn't have room for them. Their mentality, their unbridled selfishness and greed and lust for power... is not going to be allowed. It can't be allowed because humanity will perish.
Yes, well, this new financial system, the quantum financial system, this has been planned for a long, long time.
Yes, it was started with JFK before they assassinated him.
Yes, and Donald Trump was able there to also steward it.
Yes, he's been championing it. Yes, he's one of the many, yes.
Yes. This is going to be a fantastic change for humanity, but in the meantime, we have to find ways to question everything. I see all these children regularly.
I think what has to happen in the meantime is we have to work toward social independence from the system we know is lying to us. It's not intelligent to be dependent upon a system that is designed to give you trouble. And we have to recognize that is the turning point in the mind of any individual. When you realize that the system you're dependent upon does not have your self-best interest in mind. And when you realize that, you can say, well, what can I do to extricate myself from that system? That's when you're awake. That's when you're a productive person. That's when you'll start seeing your way through it. That's when you'll meet people who have the same ideas as you. That's when we will start to unify. That's when we will start to grow. And we will see the light at the end of the tunnel and recognize, oh, my God, there's been people that have been working on this for a long, long time to help humanity at a time exactly like this. And they're doing it, and we need to participate, and we will all be successful.
Just getting out there and greeting and meeting your neighbours. I mean, I've extended my neighbourhood field hugely in the last year solely because COVID's actually forced it upon us. And again, the sharing of food, it's just profound.
It's always been that way.
Yes.
For years and years and years. You watch a television program where they relate what was things like in the 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years ago, and everybody came together for a meal.
Yes.
That's one thing we do as humans.
Yes. Well, I came home 2 days ago and there was a bag of figs that my neighbour had got from their farm.
Wonderful.
And yesterday I happened to have grown a large pumpkin. And so I gave it to the assistant manager who I work with at the holiday park.
Wonderful. And I came home the other day with a bag of tomatoes hanging on my gate.
You see, it is actually very easy.
Well, the only point I want to make before we go further from this subject is... this government has a law that says it's illegal to share food. The Food Safety Act, if you look at it, says that it's not legal for you to grow, produce, or share food. They are not enforcing it, but the law is there on the books that they can do that to us. Now, what kind of a law is that? That does not help humanity. That does not recognize natural human behavior.
I know.
As opposed, this is back to the Klaus thing. This is... an imposition upon the natural tendencies of human beings. This is the great negative reset.
Yes, I get my water. It's about 8.4 on the alkaline scale from the.
That's great.
From the community tap. And at the community tap now, there's a sign there saying that they're wanting all that water to be chlorinated, you see. And
well, we have to fight that. This is the problem. Our problem is in the government representatives who are dominating our lives. The councils are not on our side anymore. And the people that are in the councils are ignorant of the fact they're being used. They're being used by the executive of the councils and by portions of the government to push the anti-human agenda. And they don't even know it. And they'll even argue with you. And we have a major thing to overcome in everybody's neighborhood.
Up the road, I can get milk that hasn't been pasteurized.
Wonderful.
But boy, what a battle. What a battle. For 100,000 years, we've been able to get milk from different animals. And yet, here we are today, and they're wanting us to pasteurize this milk. And they cook out the goodness.
But you see, you're sitting here as a person who used to stick his billy bucket into the vat.
Correct.
And get whole milk as a kid and grow good brain cells and go to a good school and come out of it with this analytical ability that you're using on everybody today.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, it's not as if I'm brilliant at all. I'm just a very, very old.
No, you're normal.
Thank you.
That's the point. And what we're seeing is the people, the youth, they're not being given a chance to be normal. And that's what I wish for. That's what I pray for. Let the people be who they are. Be individuals. Be selfless. Be kind. Be human. Constantly truthful. Helping. This is what we are as humans. This is the definition of humanity, if you will. And they're not being given that chance by what we think, or they think, is the authorities. So our problem is the ones we trust.
I'm speaking with Roy Harlow of rushfm.co.nz. Yeah, I just want to, just slightly, a friend of mine went to an A&P agricultural show the other day, agriculture and produce show, and they still have these in the little towns throughout New Zealand. And he said he learnt more that day than he's learnt in years because he could see the people bringing out all their produce, he could see them with all the different animals, he saw different ways of using technology to help them, etc. But what he did is that as the people, because they're from the rural sector and they haven't been sort of as programmed as city people, how they were actually living in the rural sector on farms, producing from the soil, from healthy soil.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have to get back to, is the organisms in the soil, the bacteria and the fungi that produce the food, that produce us to have healthy brains. And when people are in cities and they're eating factory food or industrial food...
But this is a plan.
Of course.
We have to see that it is a deceptive plan of distraction and malnutrition and sleep deprivation and chemical contamination at every level that's keeping everybody from being their true potential.
Yeah, now...
And to break it, to stop the people from staring at screens and accepting the authority of so-called authorities and not looking for themselves, this is our biggest challenge.
Well, now and again, I'm waking up at about 2:30 every night. I don't know if they've shifted the frequency or the pulse because...
Yeah, it used to be 3 o'clock. I did a program on that years ago now. Are you waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
And I was shocked how many people said yes. It just amazed me.
Well, this is true. And then I use Facebook very irregularly, but I will go up on Facebook and I'll see all the way down the page all these other friends of mine or contacts, and they're all awake online at that particular time as well. So what it is that we need to get sleep. I sleep with airline blindfold over my eyes because I don't want to be affected by lights coming in from other people's houses or God knows what else, particularly street lighting.
I know. I have a street light near me, and I know it's a 5G. I've taken photos of it and Googled it and analyzed it, and there's no doubt it's a 5G. They don't admit it, but they are.
Okay, and so when you Googled it, did you have another crack at it on DuckDuckGo, say, or Brave?
No, it's there on Google as well. I have DuckDuckGo as my normal search, but I have to admit that I did search it on Google almost 8 months ago and found, oh, yes, it is a 5G design device. Yet the council is not telling the people, there's no notification that there is live 5G streetlights in this area.
Does it have a little plastic perspex top to it on the...
Yeah, no, they're not plastic, and they're not perspex. They're hard as a rock.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had somebody said, oh, I've got one of those. I'm going to take a pellet gun to it. And he came back and said, it didn't do anything. They bounced. I said, really? So I thought what you thought. But that is the transmitter. That is the actual antenna transmitter, that black thing on top. If you, like I said, if you Google it from a service point of view or a construction point of view, you'll get diagrams as to what the actual makeup of the light and the different components of it are. And that little upside-down Dixie cup is the actual transmitter that's affecting everybody's sleep.
Yeah, thank you. Because it's all over my area where I live, and I go down the street.
They rolled out 5G as quickly and as stealthily as they did smart meters. Everybody has a stupid smart meter now. They did that in a two-year, three-year period, unbelievably worldwide.
I hear you, because there's a...
Now, that took a huge amount of money and pre-planning, and they immediately sent all of the analog meters to the scrap people and destroyed them, so we can't go back. Before the people woke up and said, no, I want my analog meter back, well, they've destroyed them all, so you can't get it back. Now they're doing the same thing with the lights. They took out the ones that were yellowish, glow, golden, which aid sleep, and they put in these stark blue ones that do not aid sleep. They're morning-based lights for waking you. And they're 5G. They have a whole broadcast capability of doing all sorts of things to your psyche and your body.
Yeah, well, anyway, the hobbits of New Zealand are hearing this. Little by little, they have to rise because...
Well, I want to say yes to you, Tim, but I have to be honest. I don't think that New Zealand is isolated. This is going on in Australia. This is going on in Europe. This is going on everywhere. We're faced with a global persecution. And we have to realize that. We have to stop looking at anybody else as them. This is a humanity survival issue, and we've got to get over any cultural differences or our cultural perspective, our ethnical, our tribe, our racial. All of those things need to go away while we come together and face the common enemy. Because this globalist thing is the common enemy, and we're all suffering. They're trying to control or dumb down or destroy or abort as many of us as they can. And it's not racially orientated. They want to get rid of all of us. And so we have to come together as humanity above the differences.
I know. If you go and check out through alternative media what's happening in Israel, the Israelis are really suffering at the moment. There's so many deaths through vaccines. And I know this time last year, the deployment of 5G towers in South Africa was immense. And I was speaking to South Africans, and they said, look, what's happening here is happening back in their own home country. So people have to realize that it's a planetary assault on the human species.
And, we are being hunted, to put it bluntly.
Well,
yet we're still just playing, going to the park, wasting our time, not taking anything serious, laughing at the tragedies in our world. I mean, there's a lot more to talk about in that sense because, you know, there's 52 volcanoes blowing up on the planet right now. They have erupted. 52. I saw the article yesterday. Now, that is unprecedented. We have pressures from the sun, coronal mass ejections and plasma densities and solar waves and all this that are off the charts. There is a whole celestial system that is changing. And I truly believe a lot of it is to assist us survive. But we're not attuned to it. We're not recognizing it. And we've got to realize this is an assault and a defense and a grouping and coming together on many, many, many planes simultaneously.
Yeah, well, you see, again, we are on this very thin band, a spectrum band, and really beyond that, you know, there's a saying, vibrations reach on up to become light, then through gamma out of sight. Well, and down below, the infrared band, it's the same. We're in the middle of this profound universe of many dimensions and planes and realms.
Yes, many, many dimensions. And in all of those dimensions, this same confrontational perspective is current. So we have to recognize that this is much, much bigger than us. We cannot deny it and avoid it. We must participate. There's nobody on the bench. Everybody's in the game.
Yeah, yeah, there's a universal recalibration happening at this particular time.
Excellent. A wonderful way of saying it. I agree with that.
And The other thing is, too, if we haven't journeyed from our head to our heart, it's about time.
We live in our heart. That's when we're whole. Yes. When my heart is satisfied, that's when I'm happy. Not when my mind or my senses are happy. It's when my heart is full with love and gratitude and healthy feelings. That's when I'm happy.
Yeah, I found that the other day I was walking around and I was just feeling, wow. You know, in many ways, I've had a golden lifetime.
And oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think, wow, I've been put into situations where I've learned and grown and met wonderful people, and all I want to do now is, because I've had such a wonderful life, I want everybody else to have a wonderful life, and it goes in, where we put our thoughts is where we end up. So if we're optimistic and positive and wanting to work for the betterment of a whole, and also are truthful, and we have to be extremely truthful, we've got to cleave through the morass of lies that's thrown before us and expose it all. I'm open to exposing everything because...
Well, I must say that you are doing a wonderful job in using your golden life and all the multiple experiences in bringing out all these different types of guests and shows and subject matter from a truth-based perspective so that your listeners can grow with your experience and can grow in their own security and determination and become helpful contributors to the human race as well, because we are under attack and we need every hand on deck. And your programs, these shows, they're doing a wonderful job. I learn from you every time we interact, and I'm always enthusiastic because of it.
Oh, thank you, Roy. Thank you. Love you, brother.
On with the show.
Yeah, this is it. Okay, what's up next? Anyway, look, there's a whole thing, too. That I want to bring his name up, and that is the ex-owner, or he's still the owner of Microsoft, because he, in many ways, has been given a free pass to want to vaccinate the whole planet. 7.8 billion of us human beings have to be able to take into our arm a whole concoction of stuff. And there's been a lot of untruths around. I mean, fortunately, there's been a lot of mothers who have had a wonderful little baby and they've taken them in to have a vaccine of sorts, because by the time a child is about, I don't know, 5 years of age, they may have had about 14 different vaccines. And we're finding that in these vaccines, they've been putting stuff way back, like mercury. Why? What sort of mind would want to put mercury into a vaccine? But anyway, Bill Gates, he's been given carte blanche, really, in this country to do whatever he wants to do.
And because he's leading the depopulation thrust. Well, he's the leader of the depopulation agenda. And they all want it, too. So they're letting him be the front man because he's got all this fame and he's got all this money, and people tend to look up to him out of ignorance. But his mentality, his agenda, is evil.
I have no doubt about that.
No, neither do I. But who's going to stand up? The governments are bowing down, giving him all facilities, giving him all sorts of money, giving him freedom from prosecution for his crimes.
Now, this is really important, because people who take this vaccine in New Zealand, if anything happens to them or their loved ones, there is no recourse. They can.
That's right. That's right.
The government won't help them out.
It's true in America. It's true in Europe. He's done it all over everywhere. He's gotten himself free from the law. Now, how do you do that? How come? Isn't the law of the land over all people of the land? Why has he been given freedom from prosecution for his crimes? So it's only real because they are planning a crime of depopulation, and they're letting him be the front man and giving him all protection because he's doing their work.
I hear you. I hear you.
And we're sitting back here. They're lying to us and telling us, don't believe anybody who questioned this. They're editing, they're censoring anybody who questions any of this. Why? Shouldn't we? I mean, if I disagree with you, we should sit down and you present your evidence and I present my evidence and we make an honest decision of whose evidence stands up. They won't allow that.
No, an honest decision is out of the question.
Yes, well, that's only if they have an alternative purpose that is not human.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know that they're really trying to do. It's deception. It's propaganda. It's narrative to avoid you finding out they have an alternative purpose that is not humans benefit.
Yes. And we have got, fortunately, in our corner, we have Robert Kennedy Jr.,
mm-hmm.
who, I mean, coming from his father was assassinated and his uncle mm-hmm. John was assassinated, and he has seen how the deep state works, and he's here for us, and we need people.
I think, to be honest, Tim, there are a lot of really great patriot people out there. And they may or may not hold office. They may or they may not be public people. But they do stand for the truth. They do know right from wrong. They are trying to contribute to humanity. And all of them, whether it's a small contribution or not, they are patriots. They are lovers of truth. They are lovers of God. They are real humans. And every single one of them is involved. We must become more involved. Because every one of these evil people, they're involved, and they're trying to win for their side. We have to become involved, and we must win for the survival of humanity.
Yes, well, it's like I've been on duty now for, like you, most probably since 1975, virtually.
Yes,
been
yes.
on duty all the time, and for the last, I don't know, 30 years, I've been on duty 24/7.
That's right.
And there's no time to goof off. Even when I do take time off to lie in the sun or go for a swim, my mind's ticking over all the time. How can we find a way to be able to get people to break out of a so-called collective coma that seems to have got people's awareness to close down?
Well, I think that there's a lot to do in this with the karma of the individual.
Thank you.
If they have been willingly participating in the demise of their own life, they tend to have more difficulty getting back out of it. But if they have been suspicious, if they've been concerned all along, it's easier for them to accept an alternative perspective if it's shown to them logically and practically.
Yeah.
But we're at the situation where it doesn't matter one way or the other, there's going to be a lot of people removed from this planet. Yeah. Whether it's justly or unjustly, I'm not God, I can't say. But you can see that there's a lot more tragedies, there's a lot more people to fall down and succumb to this evil system before it gets righted. And we have to, as servants of God, as servants of humanity, as healthy individuals living by the truth, we have to be attentive to those who ask. When someone asks you, what is going on, or can you help me, or something of that variety, but when they ask, when they inquire,
thank you.
That's where the truth patriots must step forward.
Yes.
Never let one of those people go unanswered.
Thank you. This is really, really important, because I see people around and they're still drinking and they're still smoking and they're coughing. And they're not doing, they're eating factory food, and really there's nothing I can do for them.
I understand.
It's only
and surprisingly, there's a bigger majority of them that are still living in their denial or living in the happiness of illusion. And we can't do much for them. Maybe at the last minute they'll wake up. All right. I don't care if you do it now or you do it last minute, but certainly don't become an obstacle to those people that are awake and that are presenting a positive alternative and are fighting for your humanity rights.
Well put. Well put, yes. The story is, get out of the way. Allow the good people to come through, because we're here. I'm here for the children of today and tomorrow. I mean, I'm very fortunate that I'm able to be around a whole lot of children, particularly in the playgrounds, etc., at the holiday park that I work in. And these kids, they're bright-eyed. They just play. They're having a wonderful time. Their innocence is magnificent.
You can see. I've done this too, okay, recently, and my wife and I constantly discuss this and observe. You can see who have been damaged by vaccines and who haven't. You can see it in their eyes.
Okay, I'm not quite up with that, but thank you.
And if you look, you can see that your input will take seed. It'll take root in the eyes of those who haven't been vaccinated, and that there are others who have been vaccinated, and they just stare at you. They can't really react. It doesn't make sense to them.
Yes, because I do come across mums who say, I haven't vaccinated my children, and the kids, yeah. And it's interesting because they're in a candle seems to just burn so strongly, and they've got this.
Yes, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Are you aware of, I don't know if I should bring this up, but are you aware of the med beds?
Yes, so I've heard about the med beds, and we're waiting for a great disclosure and the freeing up of information, and the deep state dissolved and disappeared so that these wonderful med beds can come into place and we can heal.
Well, I believe that it's the opportunity to bring back many of these vaccinated children.
Okay.
And I'm very hopeful from that point of view that the children will get a chance to reset their mental capacities, their mental faculties, and be able to be brightly shining their inner candle.
Yeah, well, this is what we're looking forward to.
Well, I think we need it. We have a situation where many people don't want to change, and the youth are our greatest hope.
Good. Okay, well, look, I just want to say, everybody, please turn off your TV, turn off your radio, and source your information from alternative means. It's really important. Talk with your neighbours. If you can get to a farmer's market, a local farmer's market in your local town or wherever, that's a good place to start, because you'll actually find some good, very wonderful people there who are wanting to be able to bring the strings of community together. Not only that, give you good produce, you can get honey, you can get homemade products.
Well, and I think additionally as important is that you approach the people and interact, not on this trivia crap and talk about COVID, but on the point of view of how do we get on? How do you do things the alternative ways? There's a wealth of knowledge in the mature people that are at these markets. And to interact and seek that and stimulate that, they love to share their knowledge. And it's important that everybody, young and old, interact together, because the responsibility of survival is with everyone. Tim, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you. I learn so much every time we talk, and I appreciate the opportunity to express some of the things that are important to me. It's wonderful to be on your show, and I don't ever want it to stop.
Roy, thank you, because when I need somebody, you step up and you take it to the next level. You lift the bar of consciousness for all of us, and we do, I do, greatly appreciate my contact, my friendship with you and your family. So, brother, thank you once again.
Of course, and I thank you sincerely, too. You are a brother from another mother, and your contribution and your commitment is admirable.
Okay, well, look, thank you, Roy. Okay, hold on. Blessings to you, Roy.
Thank you, Tim. My heart's with you.
Okay.
All the best. Take care.
Cheers, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Roy Harlow of rushfm.co.nz. rushfm.co.nz. Good day, everybody. This is Tim. I've come back. I've just done the edit of the wonderful interview that I did with Roy, and I find that I've got a little bit more time. I've got about 6 minutes, really. I cut a lot of space out and gaps, and so it makes more time so that Roy can drop some gemstones in for us, or gems into this conversation, for us to end on a very happy and high note. So I want to say, Roy, thank you once again for coming back on board, and I'm so glad that you want to be able to just share some moments of joy with people at whatever level you feel.
Well, I just feel that this awakening and transition that's happening around us that we're all sensing has to be taken with an optimism, and that we have to recognize that the divine side of us can come out if we just allow it, if we just focus on what our heart wants, if we stop being distracted, if we stop being trivial in our evaluations, and recognize how important it is to be human, giving, caring, serving one another. Encouragement. Everyone needs encouragement. And if we can bring this side of our personalities out, this makes the world so beautiful, because everyone is unique and everyone's expression is unique. And we need that diversity of uniqueness in every walk of life. And everyone has something to contribute from that point of view. And this shouldn't be looked upon as a transition of fear. It should be looked at as a transition of opportunity. And we're all in need of this encouragement. We're all in need of this new opportunity, this new awakening of our family, back to the divine side of our family. We are all children of the same divine father. And if we can start to see each other that way, the differences become insignificant, and the unification we're looking for becomes real and dynamic.
Yes, this is true. I mean, this is, again, is team spirit, really, isn't it?
Well, it's divine team spirit. Everybody has the team spirit, because that's all, again, can be self-interest. But from the divine side, God wishes us the best. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to return to our faithful condition of life. And if we can encourage that, because that is unique above the human experience.
It is, yes. Well, all I know is from my very simple self, all I wish to do is be of help, to help people. Particularly.
Of course, yes. It is our nature. All of us have that reward feeling when we do something good for others. It's better than anything we can do by attracting something to us. It's when we give that divine feeling to others is when we feel the best inside.
I fully agree. Yes, well, this is a time. This is a very important time on from a planetary scale. We have to. We have to now.
Yes, we have to stop being selfish because we've nearly destroyed our Earth. And we've nearly destroyed our relationships. And we've destroyed the divine side of our nature and our humanity. And we need to recapture that. Our humanity, our compassion, our honesty, our love of God, they have to be rekindled. Because that's what's going to make us whole again.
Yes, I agree.
And that does away with all the other differences. Where were you born? What color are you? How old? What age? What sex? What everything else? All that falls away. Because this divine link is universal.
Well, yep, I can only but affirm that. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, we can all only affirm it. So the encouragement is what we're looking for. We know it in our heart to be true. No one has to preach or prove or force. It's self-evident.
Yeah. Yes. All I can do is follow through on what you say and express that. Because one of the things that I've also found too, Roy, and it's a really important one, and when I first heard it, it actually shook me because I realized that I hadn't embraced that at all. And at the end of our meditations, we are encouraged to ask for a God-obedient mankind or a God-obedient humankind. And this is something, I mean, I've been sort of quite a rebel a lot of my life, but all of a sudden, I'm being reined in.
Well, the dog can have a master, but if he's obedient, the relationship becomes two-way. The master and the servant are both fulfilled. And if we can be obedient to God's plan, we're both fulfilled. He is pleased with our actions, and we are fulfilled by ours.
Yes. Yeah, well, let's continue the story, Roy. And bring heaven to earth.
Yes, yes. It's already here. We just have to re-recognize it. The divinity is here among all the confusion. It's just being overcome by the loud noise of nonsense.
That's right, Roy. And guess what? We're now out of time, brother.
So, okay.
So thank you.
Sure, sure. Always good. Always good, Tim. You know that.
Cheers, brother.
Okay, cheers.
Bye-bye.
Quickly,
therealnews.nz, covidplanb.co.nz, and voicesforfreedom.co.nz. They're good people. Decide to network. Use every letter you write, every conversation you have, every meeting you attend, every email you send. And remember, even Facebook. To tweet and to express your fundamental beliefs and dreams. Affirm to others the vision of the world you want. Network through thought. Network through action. Network through love. Network through the spirit. You are the center of a network. You are the center of the world. You are a free, immensely powerful source of life and goodness. Affirm it. Spread it. Radiate it. Think day and night about it, and you will see a miracle happen. The greatness of your own life in a world of big powers, media and monopolies. But of 7.8 billion individuals, networking is the new freedom, the new democracy, a new transparency, and a new form of wholeness and happiness. This originated by Dr. Robert Mueller, Chancellor of the World Peace University, in Costa Rica, Central America. I invite you to be able to come to greenplanetfm.com, where we have over 500 interviews in our database, which you can readily download and listen to be able to inspire yourself to become the change you want to see in the world and become involved in caring for your children and grandchildren's future. We are also on Facebook, on Green Planet FM and ourplanet.org. Please come and love us. This is Tim Lynch in the spirit of Aroha, wishing you a wonderful week. We look forward to being with you next week. I say Kia kaha and haere rā.